This is an all-age talk on Exodus 12, the Passover. You may remember that 2 weeks ago we looked at how God saved baby Moses when he was put in the river in a basket. The princess of Egypt then took baby Moses to be her son, and he grew up in the palace of Pharaoh. Today we'll be continuing the story a little more. When Moses grew up, he felt bad that his fellow Israelites were slaves. One day, he saw an Egyptian slave master beating an Israelite slave. It made Moses so angry that he killed the Egyptian slave master. Now Moses knew he'd done the wrong thing in his anger and would get into serious trouble, so he ran away and worked as a shepherd in another country. While he was there, he saw an amazing sight. A bush that was on fire, but not being burnt or damaged by the fire. And God spoke to Moses from the bush and sent him back to Egypt to free the Israelite slaves. Last week we heard about Moses asking Pharaoh to let his people go free. Pharaoh simply said no because the slaves were too useful to him. So God punished Pharaoh and the Egyptians and sent a series of plagues. These were turning the Nile into blood, then plagues of frogs, gnats, flies, locusts, the death of farm animals, boils, hail, and most recently, darkness. So the story up until today's reading mentions 9 plagues, and every time God punished the Egyptians, Pharaoh said he was sorry. He promised to let the Israelites go, but he never did. He always changed his mind. I want you to remember that at this point, the Israelites had been slaves for over 400 years. They were trapped, hurt, and angry. They were wondering when God would keep his promise to them that they would have a land of their own. They were crying out to God for deliverance from the situation they found themselves in, through no fault of their own. Does that sound a bit familiar? We are in some ways in a mini version of this. We have been trapped and at the mercy of the pandemic and the rules and regulations that are needed to keep us all safe. Have you felt upset at times over the past 18 months? Unable to see the people you love or do the things you enjoy? Things are improving again, but they're not back to normal yet. We have hope that the vaccines will work and life will continue to improve, but we may still have to wait a bit. This is a bit like the Israelites. They have witnessed the 9 plagues so far, and therefore have some hope that they will be set free. But they are having to wait a little more. God had made a promise that the Israelites would have their own land, and Pharaoh was not going to be able to stand in the way of God's plan to give them that. God's plan to set his people free involved the last and most terrible plague of all. So 2 weeks ago, we heard about Pharaoh killing the Israelite baby boys. And now God has said he is going to do the very same thing to the Egyptians. What's more, the Israelites were told they had to do some very specific things in order to avoid their firstborn children being killed. In order for them to be protected, they had to take a perfect lamb into their houses. Then, on a certain day, the lamb had to be killed for roasting on the fire. In some ways, this doesn't sound such a difficult or strange thing to do, does it? Back in those days, vegetarians hadn't really been heard of. And meat was a large portion of their diet, so eating roast meat was standard. I love a roast dinner. It's one of my favourite meals. However, what do you think would happen if I were to take the blood from my Sunday roast before putting it in the oven and painted it on my front door? Alex, my son, would think I was mad for a start. And someone may even decide to call the authorities. But that was exactly what God told them to do, to paint the blood from the lamb on the door frame, on the top, left and right. This is where the term sacrificial lamb comes from. These lambs were a sacrifice and were used as a substitute for the eldest child. The destroyer, or angel of death, passed throughout Egypt, and it passed over all the houses where blood had been painted on the door frames. And because the lamb had been killed, the child was not. From the Bible reading, it looks as though the Israelites were all obedient and did this. And it was just as well they did, as the consequences of not obeying would have been disastrous. I use the phrase sacrificial lamb, and we've heard this phrase elsewhere in the Bible, associated with Jesus. Where the lambs were sacrificed to save the Israelites from death in Egypt, Jesus was killed on the cross to save us. Because of his death on the cross, we have eternal life with God. What is more, the night before Jesus was betrayed, approximately 300 years after the first Passover, Jesus was celebrating the Passover with his friends, the disciples in Jerusalem. The Passover had become an important part of the Jewish story and was celebrated every year with a meal including roast lamb, as well as some other things such as bread without yeast, bitter herbs and wine. This meal, eaten by Jesus and his disciples in Jerusalem, is the Last Supper, and the Last Supper is why we celebrate communion today. So our communion service follows on from the tradition of Passover that God set out in Egypt for the Israelites. How amazing is that? We are part of the same story. So God kept his promise to the Israelites, and they were set free from Egypt. Pharaoh told them to leave in the middle of the night, and they left with all their possessions and animals. They were set free. God also keeps his promises to us today. We are slowly coming out of the pandemic, and as a church, we are gradually coming out of a time of difficulty. Like the Israelites, we may need to wait for a while. They were in slavery for 430 years, and it's thought the plagues took place over about a year. And we need to pray for God's strength to cope while we wait. But God is faithful. He will keep his promise to restore us and our church. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that you love us and that you always keep your promises to us. We love you too and ask that you would give us patience when we need to wait. Please help us to hear you speaking to us and to follow your will. Amen.